This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's death while in police custody 2 weeks ago. The White House press secretary says, quote, "The president has spent the last 10 days quietly and diligently working on proposals to address the issues that the protesters raised across the country, legitimate issues," end quote. She ruled out presidential support for efforts to reduce police immunity. Still grieving, George Floyd's brother testified in front of U.S. lawmakers Wednesday, saying he doesn't want his brother's death to be in vain, adding, quote, "He didn't deserve to die over $20," end quote. Philanese Floyd asked House Judiciary Committee members to make the necessary change so law enforcement can be the solution, not the problem. Floyd, an African-American man, died May 25th in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, after a white policeman knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. His death has sparked a surge of anti-racism activism in the U.S., as well as discussion on potential police reform and accountability. Protests are expected to continue Wednesday all over the United States. The National Association for Stock Car Racing, or NASCAR, banned the Confederate flag from all events and properties Wednesday. NASCAR says the Confederate flag, quote, "runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry," end quote. The move formally distances NASCAR from what, for many, is a symbol of slavery and racism. It comes amid social unrest around the globe following Floyd's death. Protests have roiled the nation for days, and Confederate monuments are being taken down across the southern U.S., the traditional fan base for NASCAR. From Washington, this is VOA News.